Next is chapter 5. The experience was now gone but for several months. The moments I shared with those beings remained alive in me. Everything experienced had been so good, especially that feeling furnished by the encounter of being able to do something to improve life on such a beloved planet as ours. My inner being, or the self, began to reveal itself increasingly to my consciousness by showing its true human and divine nature. All of the paths that lead us to penetrate into the deepest part of ourselves were revealing to me different states of consciousness, planes, and experiences with greater intensity than ever. Certainly, time had passed, helping me to assimilate and to meditate in detail what had been shared with these beings. Then, as in the beginning, all of a sudden my mind was once again attracted by Zenon's kind and serene expression. He began to transmit his thoughts, accompanied by his typical but even more noticeable smile on his face. "Brother, the time has passed, has allowed you to gain conscious access to your unconscious mind, where, in some measure, the experience that we shared was recorded. Now it is the right time in which your preparation will get you started on the road to the inner sanctuary. Therefore, it is necessary for you to know that man is not only made of flesh and spirit, but that in order to develop towards the light, he is also made of 7 elemental bodies, which exist in different planes where life manifests. There, as follows." And I take a break here and say this is very, very important to understand just this, that the 7 bodies are the whole body of man, not only the physical. But first, we go on. First, the physical body. This is an instrument that allows you to establish a close communication amongst you in order to help you to assimilate as many experiences as possible in your current state of manifestation. The physical body exists in the first state of life in nature and is therefore the densest vehicle. As I stated before, a vegetarian diet is very important for its proper balance. This diet will help you to detoxify yourselves from chemical elements as much as from animal residues. Also, it is necessary to practice a psychophysical discipline that includes relaxation, since that will help you to free your lives from the stress that is peculiar to your environment. Then, second is the etheric body. It is made up of the vital energy of the physical body. Understand that all matter contains a lower or higher level of vital energy, which is assimilable through the ether of life that surrounds and integrates you. For example, next page, oxygen, together with pranic energy, enters your body through the breathing process, thus vitalizing your physical and etheric vehicles. This energy is found in where is the cable to charge the PC so I don't suddenly stop. In the early hours of dawn, you can absorb this pranic energy strictly through breathing exercises by inhaling fresh air deeply, holding it as long as is comfortably possible, and when exhaling, feeling how all the tensions and worries are liberated and transformed into a very positive and revitalizing energy. You may practice this 7 times a day, or as often as you see fit. In time, as you assimilate this energy through breath control, you will experience a state of perfect health. Then next is third, that's the astral or emotional body. This is the body that allows you to travel beyond your physical limits into planes of manifestation that are just as real and are reached in the state you conceive as dreaming. This body is motivated and influenced by your emotions and requires of them for its development. Have you ever felt that when you do not move one part of your body for a long time, a tingly sensation starts to take over? Well, when part of your body falls asleep, the astral body tends to separate itself from the physical counterpart. It is necessary for you to develop the technique of relaxation that not only procure states of peace and tranquility, but liberating tensions, but also allows you to astrally project in a conscious state. In this way you can experience this separation while still having your normal 5 sensory modes active. The most effective relaxation system is to visualize or imagine each part of your body as if you were massaging them with your hands, starting at the bottom of your feet and working your way up to the head. Do this energizing each part until you find yourself in a deep state of relaxation. At this point, the conditions to begin a different type of work will take place. You could, for example, try to astrally project as you are projected now. This you will be able to do during your hours of rest, a little before your time to sleep. Then next is fourth, the concrete mental body. This is your objective mind, or the tool you have been given to receive, analyze and process the experiences, information and knowledge that arrive essentially from the material world. With it you have an ordering vehicle capable of pouring out previously assimilated information in the required moment. Your task is to awaken its potential in order to apply it in your daily lives. For this reason, it is necessary for you to initiate concentration exercises by directing your attention to a single point or idea for a few minutes and, according to your development, even for hours. This will allow you to develop your mental capacity in the absorption of information and will give you resources that can be used to transfer ideas or to irradiate energy in a wide variety of states according to the commands of your conscious mind. Next is the fifth, the abstract mental body. This is where the unconscious mind is found, and it is the body connected to the wisdom of the eternal, the divine, or what which is real within all transitory things. It can also be said that this body is connected to what is authentic in manifestation. Here you will find the knowledge of your origins and hence the memory records of your past lives. To have access to such a state of manifestation, a great predisposition towards meditation on the essence that moves all things is required. Other requirements are the control of all the previous states discussed, the awakening of much of your dormant potentials, and the willful control of the concrete mental body. Please understand that your efforts will manifest this reality in your life. Next is the sixth, the clairvoyant or intuitive body. With regards to this body, you may begin to speak about a sixth sense, or better, about the duality of your physical senses as they relate to your spiritual senses. In this body, man develops his sensibility and his consciousness receives all the impressions that are imperceptible to the physical senses. Furthermore, what is strange and occult begins to be shown to what which is human, concrete, and in your present state to that which is conscious. Next is the seventh, the divine body or body of light. This is where the manifestation of the highest is individualized in each one of us. It is the essence, the being, the supreme I am presence from which the vast universe emerges and to which all of us shall return. Each one of these bodies form part of man, and if he does not fully know about their existence, they have a permanent influence in the development of his entire life. The normal radius of influence of all these bodies is an average of 2 meters, and as each person evolves, this envelope increases in size. Now you may have noticed that it is common among your people to feel either sympathy or apathy when you first meet a person. This is due to the vibrational affinities that your subtle bodies perceive, even without being in close proximity. This is why it is necessary for you to keep at this time a state of harmony and peace, because that will be the irradiation from your bodies of light wherever you go. However, man isn't just influenced in his development by these 7 bodies. He also has many energetic centers that are integrated to them. They regulate the state of health as well as the level of energy, thus making man's integral development dependent upon their balanced functioning. Within the physical body, these centers manifest upon 7 glands that relate to different areas of the spinal cord. These 7 energy centers are the fundamental center, or the coccyx. This is where the focus of realization in man is controlled. By developing this center, you can find and channel its vital energy for your spiritual realization. The umbilical or emotional center. This center maintains a direct connection with your astral body, since it regulates man's emotional states. I see you have previously felt strange sensation around the mouth of your stomach during difficult situations. It is in this center where many impressions are initially reflected, and where the astral and physical bodies are connected by an energy cord during astral projections. Page 46, top. You can control many emotional outbursts by directing the palm of your hands towards the navel to emit out of the wealth of energy that surrounds you a concentration of blue light in order to utilize its chromotherapeutically to strengthen this center. At this point I asked him, does this mean that we also possess these centers in our hands? He responded, certainly, but they are not the fundamental ones I'm telling you about. There are others which aren't less important, but are of different influence. Now that the huge volume of electronervous or pranic energy ebbs and flows continuously through man, and that you receive it from your environment and also send it back. Well, these non-fundamental centers are to be found on the bottom of your feet as well as on the palm of your hands, and are capable not only of channeling this pranic energy throughout the body, but also of channeling cosmic and telluric or earth-based energies. When you join or cross your feet, you close in the inferior part of your body the entrance and exit of such energies. The same thing happens with the palm of your hands. Therefore, if you join or cross both your hands and feet, you close your body's entire energy circuit. Doing this allows you to retain the energy that you contain and give you a new potential to be used for introspective meditations and irradiation tasks. Also, when you bring your feet together, you can willfully channel through your palms of your hands the energy which you contain. This capacity can be used for healing by imposing the hands and by irradiating positive values to people and places. Furthermore, you may use this same capability together with some techniques of chromatic visualization that I will explain shortly after this outline of the energy centers is over. He had felt my thoughts once again, and I had been wondering how colors came into play here, increasing my interest in the conversation. Then Zenon continued, "Pay close attention, because the conscious development of each of these centers will give you many great satisfactions." The splenic or solar center, which is located close to the pancreas, is meant to regulate organic functions of man. You can also work with this center in the same way as with the umbilical center, but in this case visualizing green instead of blue. The cardiac or heart center is very important, since it unites the spiritual forces with those of the material plane. It is located between the three lower and the three higher centers, and in its middle part, the heart is found. Here you will awaken the most elevated feelings of service towards your humanity. Therefore, it is important for you to feel that in each heartbeat, in every intense pink light emerges from your heart's core, covering you and awakening you in the most elevated values, not only of self-realization, but above all of surrender in service to others. I take a look at time, 22 minutes. The Larry Ingel Center, as its name indicates, is located in the area of the neck inside your throat. From here, it controls adequate use of power of the word or the power of the conviction of in purpose. Next, the frontal center or third eye center, in the same manner as your umbilical center, joins the astral body with the physical body. This center unites the intuitive clairvoyant body with matter. It is here where visions are generated in your mental screen, which is intimately related with your mental body. As you will understand, all these elements interact simultaneously with their different functions, and your realization depends on the correct control of each of them, in an individual as well as an integrated way. By stimulating the third eye center with concentrations of golden light, you will be able to see with your own eyes, as if did in Morlaine, the auras or bodies of light of those who are around you, especially the ones of those who share your own path. In this way, through the development of this center, you will live that truth which states that there is nothing hidden under the light of the sun. As everything is revealed with your awakening, you will act in accordance to the purpose. Finally, man's last main center is the seventh one. Like your body of light, this center joins what is divine with what is human. Here the awakening of consciousness takes place, participating on the entire body, the light, clarity, wisdom, strength, and supreme love within the ascending path of evolution. These are the seven centers that integrate man throughout the 33 vertebrae of his spinal cord, in all planes where he unfolds. Your development will not only require you to work on all the bodies of light, but also on these centers where, as I told you before, the same basic colors in which light refracts are utilized. Everything that surrounds you, everything you see, touch, feel, and everything you are is energy expressed in different degrees of vibration. In fact, bodies are less dense if their atomic acceleration is great. Also, being energy itself, one and the friction of the acceleration of its atoms, light, it expresses itself as the solar light that you receive every day with a white color. This is an energy that affects the bodies in different ways, not only because the rates of acceleration you might have, but also because of the color it divides itself into while penetrating them. The energy refracts itself into the seven primary colors, also known as the seven rays. You will therefore find that the first three color form a triad of positive influences on your humanity. These colors are golden or yellow, blue, and pink. They symbolize the awakening of consciousness, the intellect and wisdom, gold, the power of realization and will in our time, that's blue, and the truest and deepest which is lived and shared, that is pink, and your bodies irradiate light which is formed by these colors. They express the states of consciousness and evolution of the individual. Complementing these three major rays are four others which are as follows. Green represents health in the physical, mental, and spiritual states of the individual. Violet represents the capacity for transformation, the great alchemy, the transmutation, on this period of time, of everything negative into positive. While it also represents the charge in which will make possible the great leap in evolution for your world. Orange represents devotion, dedication on the path, respect and humbleness to the divine. Finally, white represents everything that is pure and noble in feeling and in those states where the being is to be found. These are the seven rays that influence your life and development, and you should start working with them. Each of you possesses many colors around your luminous sheath, otherwise known as the auric egg. And they form, without a specific order, a rainbow that reflects your condition as a human and being. When you stand in front of a mirror, concentrate on a point some 10 centimeters above your head. With time, you will start to see a luminescence manifest in seven colors. As this takes place, you will also see which of these colors prove dominant in your development, on which you should work more. For example, if you see that you have too much intellect with a predominantly yellow aura that lacks in blue, then it would be necessary to work towards a greater balance by developing your will. You could, for instance, plan different chores or tasks with immediately goals, and this would allow you to develop the blue ray influence in order to harmonize it with your realization towards the light. That was end of chapter 5.